This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98. K-U-P-D.
It is time now for your...
Oh, one of them does. Well, yeah. One of them has a big future in front of him.
He's still doing well. It's your Guadalupe Squares. On a Thursday, since I'm not going to be here tomorrow, the boys will take care of you tomorrow, that's for sure. So don't worry about that. Or will they? My computer is completely shut down, by the way. Yours? Same?
It's slow, but I got it. It's still coming. Right.
Anyway, it's time for your Guadalupe Squares. We've got food for you. We'll give you food and all sorts of things to think about. In the meantime, here's your host, Mr. Jeremy Bergeron. Jeremy!
Thank you, Chancellor. Stop in the top left corner. John's Biden.
Yeah,
sorry.
That's right.
It's not good. It's how I'm talking. It's Barack
yet.
Obama.
It's all right. It's just not airworthy yet. In the meantime, I've been in the news singing about my big 10-inch, my ding-a-ling, things I like to sing in the shower. And there were, you know, some things that were brought out. I like the song Don't Stop Believing by Journey. I liked a couple of Bruce Springsteen songs. But the stuff I didn't like to talk about was like songs I sing when Michelle's in the shower with me or when we're washing the cat. So why don't you get that wet ass on over here, Michelle. Let's sing about that WAP. Who's got a WAP? You've got a WAP. I don't know the words to that song.
But there's some hoes in this house.
There's a couple of them there. Nibble on my dick like a rat. I don't remember the words of that.
Rock's so horny.
That's right. Ah, so horny. Yup, yup. So horny, baby. Oh, yeah. I'm horny. I don't know the words all the way through. And it's embarrassing when I sing. I close my eyes. I want you to want me. When I think about you, I touch myself. I touch myself. I'm President Obama, and I touch myself in the shower.
All right, in the top middle square, the party bus is rolling to pick up Frank Caliendo. It's Steve Keim and Ron Wolfley. What?
It's the one next to it.
What? No, can't you see Caleb's right
there? Caleb is right there.
Oh, you switched?
You're just overlooking the wheelchair.
I haven't switched. Caleb from Shriners. He's in a wheelchair.
Okay.
Sorry, little buddy.
It's all right.
High five.
There's a lot of pressure in this room considering John's having his second surgery. I've had over 18 surgeries, and my friend Alec is here. Alec, how many surgeries have you had?
I've had, like, 17.
That's one less than me and 15 more than John. You know what? Don't be afraid of anesthesia. And especially, don't think of all those horrible jokes you told about me when the needle goes in your arm. I hope you die like a dog, Dick.
Always go in smiling, right, Caleb?
I always go in smiling. Usually because if I don't smile, my jawbone snaps in half. My bones are very brittle. But I'm always comforted by my what, Alec?
You got an adorable blanket.
That's exactly right.
I will learn how to speak one of these days with your donations.
Our futures are brighter. With every
you're getting struck
you
down
do
too, by
yeah.
the way.
Yeah. See you in hell with Holmberg. But I'm enjoying it. Oh! Too much joy made me smile hard, and I just broke my piriformis. I don't even know what that is. Looks like it's surgery 19 for old Caleb.
All right, let's try it again. It's the party bus for the Cardinals. They're going to pick up Frank Caliendo. It's Steve Keim and Ron Wolfley.
Oh, David, we got JJ. Give me the music. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Steve Keim's around here somewhere, and I tell you what, getting JJ Watt on the Cardinals is the
turn
most...
Turn down the
Keim's here.
Oh, hey, guys. I'm Steve Keim, general manager and security advisor for your Phoenix Cardinals.
Hold on.
Woo, Phoenix.
What?
What?
$2 Jaegers. $2 Jaegers. Give me the keys to your car. I'm the best. I'm the general manager. Hey, let's go pick up Minniger. He's in the front office. We've got another Cardinal guy over here. Oh, wait. I promise. JJ's gonna get paid in four-peats.
You gave him a four-peat?
It's a contract of beer. Hey, get how many watts did you sign this week? Now ask me. One motherfucker.
Yeah! I'm driving this weekend, bitch. And nobody, I'm a king of the world. You know what this does? It erases that Sam Bradford day, that's for sure. If JJ stays healthy, we're going to go crazy. And everybody scream it.
Turn down for what?
We're not going to win, but we're going to have a ton of fun. Steve Kime having a great time. Oh, David, don't let Steve drive the car. It's not a good idea.
Turn down for what, Brady?
We got the second best Watt in the whole major leagues.
Wrong league, sir.
Hey, did you see that even Webster, a quarterback, is excited about it. I was watching reruns of his old show, and he grew up in a football family. Oh, here it comes, David. Get ready.
Another round of shots.
There's another round of shots. Here we go. Turn down for what?
All right, in the middle left square, Coming to America comes out tomorrow, so it's the boys from My T-Shop Barbershop.
Coming to America, my dude. Guess what? I met Martin Luther King. Did I tell you about that time I met Martin Luther King?
No, you didn't.
I never met no Martin Luther King.
Sweet, I met Martin Luther King one time. I tell you what, I met Martin Luther King 1962 in Memphis, Tennessee. Walking down the street, mind my own business. Just walking down the street, feeling
that's
good.
That's right.
I walk around the corner, man walk up, hit me right in the chest. I fall right in the ground. I look up, I say, oh, damn, that's Martin Luther King. I said, Dr. King. And he said, oops, I thought you was somebody else.
That's right.
You didn't meet no Martin Luther King.
I met Martin Luther King. Knocked the wind out of me, he did. He did that.
No, he didn't.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes, he did. You know what? You.
Who's next?
Martin Luther King, 155 years old.
That's all we've got. I'll find another
we'll
part.
We'll get more on this script.
No Rocky Marciano?
That's later. All right, go ahead.
All right, in the middle square, it's PC Brady with his new sauce.
That's right. We learned earlier this week that my sauce names were not necessarily politically correct. For instance, hot and yaki was confusing to people, so we changed it to something more politically correct called Chinaman's Dream Sauce, which I think is great. Now we also have a yellow-based one.
Stop.
It's a mustard teriyaki.
It's mustard teriyaki cheese Toledo.
No.
PC, now what's my mustard teriyaki called again? What was it? Let me see yours. Asian yellow sauce. It was the Asian yellow sauce.
What's wrong with mine?
Better work. Brett wrote. I have a new bottle that's like a pyramid.
No. That's a coolie hat.
That's called slope sauce, and it pours out of the top. That's right. And don't forget all the other people that I've possibly offended. This is Black Man's Barbecue. That's good stuff. That's right. I call it Barack sauce. Everybody loves Barack.
What's it taste like?
It's a little watered down. It's about half and half. Barbecue sauce and H2O. It's good, though. I like it. Not
real thin.
All you Mexicans out there haven't forgotten about you.
Oh, no.
I call this one, this should abort that baby sauce. It's hot. Teenage Abuelita is what this one's called.
And
it's
good
stuff. Yeah, I like that. But I've changed my sauces because evidently somebody told me they were racist, so I'm taking it the full nine.
You're owning it?
Oh, I'm owning it. I don't even know where Sriracha's from, but I call it trans rub now. Because I want everyone included.
Yeah. All right, in the middle right square, 80s boxing legend Ray Boom Boom Mancini.
That's right. It's my birthday all this week, and we gotta do it again. Huh? You know what I like? A four-letter word for Italian goodbye is? You know what a four-letter word for when an Italian says a goodbye?
You know what you got, Ray?
Bang! That's how we say the goodbye. You know, why did a mafia cross the road? Anybody know where the
why, Ray?
Forget about it. That's how it work over there. You know, it's a great thing. You know, Brad Vesely working the show. You know,
when
he first get here, he used to work on it. We didn't know what he did. He couldn't understand what he say. I said, what do you do? What do you do for a living? He said, diesel fitter. He's a diesel fitter. You work in the cars. You think you're working in the cars. You get out there. You don't know nothing about no cars. You said, I'm a diesel fitter. I say, no, I take you out to the cars. You don't understand. I take you to the cars. You don't understand. You tell me you're a diesel fitter. You can't work the diesel. And he goes, no, I go to Lululemon and I flip fat ladies and I go, diesel fetter, diesel fetter. That's my job.
How the fists, Ray?
Fists are good. Ask Dooku Kim, huh? Oh, you can. That's how good my fists are.
Every week.
All right, in the bottom left square, it's Brady's secret square. Give us some hints, Brady.
What's up, fellas? I'm 52 years old. Let me give you a couple of hints. My dad's name is Sonny, and my mom's name is Cher.
All right.
All right, the bottom
looking,
middle square.
Looking, however,
spokesperson for your sauce.
Yeah, for the current version of that person.
I've changed.
No other answer. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the old one won't work.
Okay, all right.
That's right.
All right, in the
sorry
bottom
about
middle
your dad.
Square.
Oh, are you? Oh, here we go.
All right, bottom middle square. It's a late birthday for him. It's Michael McDonald.
It's the Michael McDonald Quartet.
Quartet. Oh, quartet. That's not what the text said.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
I forgot about my birthday a few weeks ago, so I'm going to be there. Happy I wasn't expecting you to finish that. Sorry, bro. We're turning into Elvis a little bit.
Sorry, bro.
Sorry, bro. What happened here? When the hell did that happen? Shine, sweet freedom.
Okay. Shine a little on me. You are the magic. Your brightest world is going to be.
All right. That's enough.
Okay. Fancy.
Happy birthday, Mike.
All right, in the bottom right square, it's the boss man himself, Trip Reeve.
It's getting a little silly in here, but I got to tell you.
We need that.
Go ahead and sing it, Trip.
Is this?
Sing it, Trip.
What's this? Which song is this?
Oh, if your luck runs low.
Just reach out. Call his name. His name. Yeah. Yamo be there. You guys don't suppose KDKB could play this and do worse. We're going to be your Michael McDonald station over the KDKB.
Whenever you call my name.
He's available, I'm sure of it.
All right, who's on the phone?
Well, our wonderful phone's dropped the girl now, we have one. We have one. Right. So first one in. First one in.
First,
let's just
do
it.
Next one in. Our phones are dying
They're
on the
ridiculous.
Vine.
They're ridiculous.
Yeah. I won't miss it. If the anesthesia doesn't ever, if it takes me out, that's one thing I'll be grateful. I never have to deal with the phones in this building.
585-9800, first one
in. So who's on the line right now?
We got Josh or Barbara, because this guy doesn't pay his own phone bill.
Josh, are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right, Josh, congratulations. And get your own phone system. This is your mother-in-law's phone, you said?
Yeah, we're doing a family plan.
Yeah.
That's
nice.
What they all say.
Yeah, that's what
all right, we might have an Eva, so we might actually
right,
have a woman
Eva's
here.
There.
Let's see.
All right, Eva, are you there?
I can be Eva.
Close enough. Talk with a higher register. Eva, you're first. You're a girl. Go ahead.
Center Square.
Center Square.
Oh, do you know what square that is?
That's PC me.
That's PC Sauce Brady.
That's right. My sauces are now PC. I don't offend anybody with the names of my sauces like I used to with Hot and Yaki. And my Indian sauce, which was called Dots, not Cleveland, which I thought was clever, but no, it's not. Anyway, I also want to appeal to the black ladies, WAP sauce, for the Cardi B sauce.
What is the flavor in that one?
And then I have one for the Italians called WAP gravy, so you know the difference. It's for a black lady when it's WAP sauce. I guess I said it wrong. And WAP gravy. Or guinea gravy. I might have to change that later. But that's also for my folks from New
What's
Guinea.
What's the preferred? We'll go with WAP on this
WAP
one.
WAP sauce. I agree. But don't confuse it, because you'll eat one of them, and then your pants will go right up your ass crack, and you'll start doing videos with Kylie. All right. Ask me something.
All right, Brady. The beef jerky industry makes $1.6 billion a year. True
off
or false?
Of me? I don't have that kind of money, but if I did, it would be all invested in beef jerky, that's for sure. I gotta say, wow. $1.5 billion in beef jerky? I have seen America. They don't look thin. I'm gonna go ahead and say that that's probably true.
All right, Eva, he says true. Do you agree or disagree?
I eat a lot of beef jerky, so it's got to be true.
That's right. It is true. X gets the square.
That's amazing.
All right, Josh, pick a square.
Hold on. I do have to tell you about one more product. My new Asian Puerto Rican sauce.
Oh, no.
It's based on the cleanser, still available. It's called Spick and Chans. And I think it's going to be great stuff when everybody gets hold of it. Finally uniting the Mexican, Puerto Rican, and the Asian, which has been at odds for so long.
Bringing people together, Brady.
That's what I'm doing. I'm a uniter, not a divider.
You make me sick.
It's good to see you, too.
All right, Josh, pick a square.
Chaz Bono.
That's right.
There it is.
The square.
How did he do it?
High five.
Oh, gets the square. All right.
It's not that Eva. High. It's still short. Eva, pick a square.
You got to pick party bus.
You don't have to.
Never mind.
I'll pick the party
what
bus.
What game are you playing?
Take the party bus. Ready?
Oh, here we go. Steve's
turn
about.
Turn down for what?
Oh, I was asleep. What was that? We got him again.
Turn down for what?
Hey, guess what? We got TJ Watt. Burp.
No, JJ.
Why? We got the back one.
Are you going to go pick up Frank?
I got to go pick up Caliendo, who's my new assistant general manager and security advisor for the Phoenix Cardinals.
Minnie's really in the house.
Oh, no.
Oh, who's that?
Minnie.
Minnie Garcia. All right, give him the keys. The Cardinal organization don't have a pair of keys.
Road trip.
Oh, my God. This party bus is out of control, David. But we're going to be 7-9 next year, which is awesome.
I personally cannot wait to get into that locker room after every win and pour champagne right down my throat. It's a success story.
After every win,
we're going to celebrate like it's the Super Bowl because we got Derek Watt.
Turn down the wall!
Anyway, their party bus is currently stopped on the side of the road because of some police activity. Don't worry about it, guys. I got this.
My name is Susan,
and I shut up, Minnie Garcia. I gotta tell the cop. The cops gotta know who we are.
I am the current survivor supervisor of Arizona Phoenix Cardinals security, Susan Jefferson.
It's true.
And this is my wife, Laundry.
Laundry. I mean Blondie. I think she bought it. I think she's totally buying it. I need to get back on the bus. Okay. Ask me questions. I gotta do my second job for Uber Eats in an hour.
In 1975, then called Mr. Potato Head, it doubled in size from an original size.
You know who else doubled in size this week? We got JJ Watt, my dick.
Just rub it three times. Turn down for what?
Okay, I got JJ Watt. Cardinals are what doubled in size?
Mr. Potato Head.
What?
I don't think you're allowed to call him that anymore. I think he's a tranny head.
Nope, that's not it either. True or false, Stevie?
He doubled in the potatoes twice the size as he used them.
He can't hear me.
It's true.
Minnaker says it's true.
He says it's true. Do you agree or disagree?
I had a Mr. Potato Head in 1975, so I know it to be true.
That's right, it is true. I don't know who gets what, but who cares?
I tell you who gets what. Cardinals.
Friday!
The St. Louis Cardinals got JJ Watt. That's what. What?
X gets the square.
X gets the square.
We'll follow. And it's hard when it's two men. All right. Ava, pick a square.
I just did.
He just
all right.
Did,
yeah. Other guy, pick a square.
Eddie Murphy.
But that's not exactly
who it is. Then we start doing donkey and stuff.
Oh, there they go. There they go.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Always picking on me. He didn't even pick the little Jewish man sitting in the corner.
That's right.
Oh, here we go. Who's the greatest boxer of all time? Everybody knows what he's going to say. Everybody knows where he's going to go. Who do you say?
Rocky Marciano.
There they go. Every time I start talking about boxing, I'm making a
Ray Boom Boom over in the other square.
Hey, there's no doubt Rocky Marciano is the best boxer of all the time, huh? Yeah, you can go over here, you can go over there, but no matter where you go, they go here, they go there, they go here, they go there. It always comes back at the Rocky Marciano. There he goes.
Oh, I started doing the Jewish guy.
I can't figure out what I'm doing in this neighborhood, for God's sakes.
Let me tell you once for all, Rocky Marciano was good, but compared to Joe Louis, Rocky Marciano ain't nothing.
He beat Joe Louis's ass.
He did whip Joe Louis's ass. Joe Louis's ass, when I say it to you. He did whip his ass, but that's because Joe Louis was 125 years old when that happened. There's no way he'd have whipped his ass when he was in his prime. 125-year-old Joe Louis is going to win that.
That's right.
See, Sweets is right. Ask us a question real quick before I start turning into Shrek character.
The official fossil of Arizona is petrified wood. True or false?
Hey, I had petrified wood on Wednesday when we got CJ Watt.
I got some wood.
Petrified wood, that's coming to America to try to make it seem like we're still alive. This is a barbershop full of 90-year-olds in 1988, and I was still alive with petrified wood in this barbershop. I'll say that true. What do you think, dude, man?
It's beautiful.
It's all love, petrified wood.
It's a little bit stiffer than velvet. Now, where's my quiche and my lox and bagels?
I'll say that's true. I don't know what he's saying.
All right, Josh, you agree or disagree?
I'll agree.
That is true.
Yes.
Circle, I think.
Oh, get to the square.
I'm getting confused over
pick
here.
Me.
Barack and,
this
Barack.
Is for the
well,
win.
Well, I had it set up and you guys changed everything around. It's confusing.
It's Barack Obama for the win.
Barack Obama for the win.
That's how I look at it. Yeah.
All right.
All I got to know is that I like to sing in the shower. What's your favorite song, Ava? I'll sing it to you in the shower.
Anything from Slipknot.
You like Slipknot? I push my fingers into my eyes. It's the only thing that slowly stops the ache.
Nice country to it.
It's not bad. This is Barack Obama singing. That's why. Anybody else have any requests while I clean my body?
The vinyls?
I already did
touch
that one.
Myself?
Pay attention, Brady. Jesus, the Alzheimer's kicked in. That was 4 minutes
I
ago.
I liked it.
Wasn't that long ago.
How about Milkshake?
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, ping is better than yours. They're like, ping is better than yours. I teach you, but I have to charge. This could go on all day. Yamo be there.
Up and over.
Right, I was waiting. Ask the question, Tommy.
All right. A sneeze is faster than an eye blink. True or false?
A sneeze is what I'm known for is speed. That's what people think of when they think Barack Obama. They think there's probably a good chance I was the fastest president in a foot race. Oh. I mean, who would you put up against me? Nobody. So there's no doubt that that's never been mentioned, but I was probably the fastest president ever. All day I dream about sex with Michelle. Not doing it.
Stop it.
Let's say a sneeze is faster than I'm going to go with that.
It's true?
Sure.
All right. I don't know who's supposed to answer, but you agree or disagree?
You?
I agree.
What? Wait a minute.
If that's true,
that's
you
correct.
Win. Yes.
He wins. Everybody wins. That's enough. This one got out of control fast, and it's Kime's fault. All right. Hold on. Both of you will get something. We'll give everybody a prize. I'm in that giving mood. You know, keep it positive.
Could be your last giveaway.
It could be the last thing, so I might as well give two away since we're off next week. That's how that works. Easy enough. You're hooked on this.
Yeah, we got it.
You got one song.
We got the quartet together.
It's the one you picked.
We're trying to call his name. Neither. Up and over.
I don't want my last moment on the radio to be that.
What a fool believes.
Hold on, that's fair.
Yeah, that's better.
Okay, all right.
No. If I go down, and that's the last thing he ever did on the radio was him and his idiot friend saying it's Michael McDonald. After insulting just about everyone they could possibly have done with Steve Kime. Caliendo wouldn't call us back now because of the Kime thing. He texted and said, I knew you'd do it.
What a pansy.
That's it.
God.
Screw it. Let's get the hell out of here. The boys are in tomorrow.
Gonna rock.
That's right.
Yes. More Michael McDonald quartet. Yeah.
No, that's not
trio.
A quartet.
Oh, that's right. We'll have to pull Jeremy down.
No, you don't.
No?
Nope.
Why?
Don't be part of this. Better okay. Yourself. Go forward, my son. No, that's it. So thanks to everybody who said nice things to me on the deal. And I can't stop talking.
And the ones that said bad things.
And yeah, the ones who did that as well.
Don't be negative.
Craig House told me a great story before he told me the thing about, you know, dying under the anesthesia because of Caleb. So I'll take that with me, and I'll tell you that story if I live when I come back on the 15th. Off next week. You guys have yourselves a great weekend. You boys do well tomorrow, and I'll call you first thing if I'm not under before the show starts. I think I'm going to be under at like 5. I think I'll be
make
under
the call before. Anyway.
I'll call.
We'll record it.
We can record
be
it.
Be here.
You'll I'll get
record
here.
It from where?
No, no.
Brady?
He'll be the only one here.
No, he won't.
I want him to try and record it.
Exactly. I got it under control.
So, I got to call Marcus.
Marcus Mang has to drive down here to help you hit record. Not happening. So that's it. We're done. You guys have yourselves a great weekend. Larry's coming up next. Have a lovely time with him and be his best friend. So.
Pathetic.
98.
That's it. That's bonkers!